A few students reported their problems with the subconscious. The subconscious can disturb on the level of energy and on the level of forgetfulness, being lost in the periphery, in the mind, in daydreaming, in fears, fantasies. Subconscious is a type of reality within which me is too weak to link itself with true presence, with the light of I am, with the soul. A human being has only one weapon, one tool, one force to deal with, to go beyond, and to transform the subconscious. And this tool, as we have explained, is the conscious me. Its very presence has a transforming impact on our consciousness. It's not about controlling the mind, struggling with the mind. It is about being there, being present. And the entrance to that presence from the standpoint of human existence is the conscious me. There is no such a thing like consciousness without conscious me. Consciousness, in order to be consciousness, must be recognized and experienced from conscious me. To be present, to be in meditation, to have the integrity of the continuity of identity is to be one with conscious me. It is the essential sense of self without which we have no real existence. We're like a ghost. We can speak about different ways to cultivate practice with the conscious me. But what it all comes down to is just to be yourself, to be conscious me, to be one with the conscious me, is to be your own self. It is not the whole of yourself, but it is certainly an essential aspect of your existence and identity. It is the bridge, the link. Between the unconscious, the subconscious, and consciousness, the light of I am. Without this link, nothing can truly happen. when you are lost in the subconscious, in this very moment, you are simply not yourself. You are not simply lost in the subconscious. You are lost to your own self. Dealing with the subconscious essentially is to correct that situation by coming back to yourself. Conscious me must be constantly present and integrated with your holistic consciousness. Without it, you are fragmented. You cannot embody your own self. The link is missing. That which recognizes, embodies, and surrenders to consciousness is missing. It cannot grasp itself. It has not met itself. And that is, as we already spoke, the main problem of most seekers who seek awakening, enlightenment, liberation, transcendence, but they have not made their homework, evolutionary homework, something that they were supposed to do a long time ago. They have not become conscious as they are very me. Seeking transcendence when not having met oneself. Is a fantasy, delusion. When we have spoken, conceptualized the reality of the conscious me, we pointed to something fundamentally simple, yet profound. Because it is so simple, because it is so direct, because it is so obvious for one who is one with that very me. It is existentially deep. Conscious me, which is the dimension of me that for the first time is able to grasp its own presence beyond the mind, beyond thoughts, beyond the observer, is the first entry into the dimension of pure subjectivity that is the link between the human and the soul. when that bridge, which what it is, conscious me is a bridge, is being crossed over into the soul, and through the soul into the self, that me begins to transcend itself, and in its transcendence it begins to realize itself universally as an aspect of the universal self, as a reflection of the universal. It becomes divinized, becomes sacred. Meeting oneself and transcending oneself, growing into oneself and surrendering that self. The intricate dance, evolutionary dance between presence and absence. That manifests realization beyond presence and absence. Conscious me, its presence, its existence can be to a degree grasped and realized without presence of the soul. But for that conscious me to actualize itself fully, it can be done only within the space of its abidance in the self beyond me, in the soul. It must be linked with the space of transcendence, with the light of universality, to which the soul is the entrance. The soul is the flowering of our individuality, universal individuality, and the entry to the beyond, to transcendence. Consciousness, in order to embrace itself, its presence, it must be connected to its absence always. Without absence, presence cannot contain itself. It becomes suffocated. That's why conscious me, into which we are constantly evolving, into a higher definition of the conscious me. It must be reabsorbed into the I am in order to realize its pure nature of transparency. There is no consciousness without conscious me. That must be understood. Conscious me is the true recognizer of consciousness and the one who is surrendering to consciousness and the one who merges with consciousness. It merges with consciousness through its evolutionary extension, which we have called pure me. To be conscious and yet free from consciousness, to be me and free from me. Is to realize oneself and transcend oneself. That perfect equilibrium between self-realization and self-transcendence is the essence of the path to wholeness. You are regaining your power over the subconscious, whether it is forgetfulness or subconscious energies, by embodying your conscious me. By empowering your conscious me, and you're empowering your conscious me through its surrender to I am. You're not simply concentrating on your me. You're surrendering it from the place of having it embodied to the light of I am. Again, we can see here that search for balance between presence and absence. Embodying your conscious me, and in that very instant, surrendering it to the holistic consciousness of the soul, to the impersonal space beyond me. Until you lose a sense of duality between these two. While embodying conscious me, if the space of surrender is not fully open, you must cultivate the quality of absolute gentleness. So there is no danger of any false intensification of that me. Through that quality of complete gentleness, the space of surrender naturally opens.